Welcome to our podcast, Become Her Sis, from Avid Artistry with Amanda and Shelby.
Where we help women become confident, to believe in themselves. We teach self-love tools, mindfulness, and how to achieve your dreams and goals. Boom shakalaka!
Yeah!
Hey! It's Amanda and
Shelby. Hi, good morning.
Yes, and we're from Avid Artistry, bringing you a new podcast today. So what are we talking about, Shelby?
Purpose and productivity. Oh,
yes. Okay, so what do you think those are?
They're two separate things. Purpose is having a sense of direction, and productivity is completion of tasks. Mm-hmm. But together, purpose can drive productivity.
I love that. Yeah, girl. Mm-hmm. For me, I feel like purpose can also be passion, mm-hmm. you know, and then the productivity can be like, get shit done.
Yeah.
Like we've been talking about on the last podcast. Yeah, I love that. Okay, so what are your two things there? Or your quotes?
I have, before quotes, yep. I have focus on your values, meaning, and time management. Mm-hmm. Take breaks when needed. Listen to yourself and know when to take mental breaks to stay happy, productive, and to avoid burnout and reduce your stress.
Yeah. So how do you do that in your daily
to-do? I try to make it a point to stop and take a moment for myself, even if that means to stop and just sit and eat lunch by myself somewhere. I'll do that just to kind of take a moment for myself and
I like that.
Redirect my energy and mm-hmm. refocus and go back to what I was doing.
I like that. Okay, so I have, before I dive into my to-do list, I take a break and ask, what version am I building of myself today? Whether it's prepping for a client shoot, mentoring a team member, or designing new lingerie drops, I filter each task with purpose. It's not busy work, it's legacy work. Like, what do I want to leave behind? Am I following, you know, like, what I want to leave behind? Or should I readjust, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I focus.
Not just be busy, but, like, busy with purpose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And then I, rather than like 100 little chaotic to-dos, I focus on 2 to 3 anchor tasks each day, things that move the needle and honor my energy. It's, if it's a content day, we batch posts with intention.
Yes.
Y'all should see us today. That's all I got to say. If it's a rest day, rest becomes a productive choice because it aligns with your long-term capacity. So what was that, Saturday? We did, you know, holiday stuff, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, I made sure that we spent time as a family, went out to the lake. We were there for like 7 hours, 12 to 7.
Yeah.
And phone was off, not doing any kind of busy work, just busy work for my kids.
We're just kind time. Of grounded in the mm-hmm. moment.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And joking and playing with the hubby. Oh. just spending time.
Yeah. Yeah, having fun.
Like, so I have to rest because I knew that, like, the next couple weeks were going to be busy
and chaotic.
Like, yeah, and, like, lots of to-dos. And then, but before all of that, I need to make sure that my cup is filled before mm-hmm. I can pour it out.
Yeah, take that mental break for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, girl, so what are your quotes?
I only have one today. The purpose of life is to discover your gift. The work of life is to develop it. The meaning of life is to give your gift away. David Viscott.
I love that. Read that again.
The purpose of life is to discover your gift. The work of life is to develop it. The meaning of life is to give your gift away. David Viscott.
I love that so much. I need to put that somewhere.
So I was like, I don't think there's another one that needs to even follow that one.
No, now I don't. I mean,
no, yours, of course. But me, when I was looking, I was like, that's just perfect.
Yeah, I love that so much. Like, a lot. I'm going to need that. Okay. I have productivity without purpose is just glorified burnout. So, like, are you following your legacy work or are you just doing things to do things?
Right.
You don't have to hustle to matter. You have to align to rise. So even though you have all of these things to do, make sure that it's all in a line to fill your cup.
Yeah, because you don't want to kill yourself because then you're not even going to be able to reap the full benefit of, like, the fruits of your labor. Like,
right.
You have to take time to appreciate
everything
and yourself. Say thank you to your meat suit, your mental, like, give yourself those couple of minutes that you need. Like, it's okay. Yeah. And it helps you. It helps you be productive.
Like, yes.
Just follow through.
I love that.
Just take that time for you and go back to what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Refocus.
Yeah, excited.
Get your shit in gear.
I don't think if I would have rested this weekend, today would have been what it is. You know what I mean? We've gotten a lot of things done. Get a girl. But I feel like if I didn't take the weekend to just, like, realign myself and fill my cup, that today I would have been like,
mentally cluttered.
Yeah, for sure.
Declutter your mind.
I love that. Okay, so do you have homework?
My task. Practice my... blah, blah, blah. My task is practice mindfulness. Pick a mindful experience like deep breathing or meditation to help manage stress. 5 to 15 minutes once a day this week while you're at work. Like, when you're on your 15-minute break, take 5 to 10 minutes to literally take a break. Don't continue to do other things. Don't just sit there and scroll unintentionally online for stuff that that have no purpose for you. Take time and actually take a break.
I love that you said that because I catch myself doing that. I'll get, like, things done, you know, on my list. And then I'll be like, okay, I need a brain break. And then I instantly just pick up my phone and I'm like, boo.
And before you know it, it's been an hour.
Yeah, I'm trying to not do that. So when I tell myself that I need a brain break, now I've been getting up, going and putting my laundry away. Or going and watering the plants upstairs. Or just simply going outside and sitting, even if I am still scrolling or looking at things on my phone. But I'm doing it outside in the sun.
Get that vitamin D.
Yeah, and grounding myself because...
Kick your shoes off. It's okay every once in a while to put your feet in the grass.
I hate shoes, so number
we're
one.
We're always barefoot.
Yes. So mine is write this question on a sticky note and put it somewhere visible. Does this task support who I am becoming? Each day, reflect on one task that felt aligned and one that didn't, and then adjust tomorrow accordingly. Another one is, instead of a giant to-do list, write down your power three. The three tasks that most support your vision right now. One that fuels your purpose, one that builds your business or passion, and one that protects your peace.
I like it.
Yeah, girl.
We're just here.
I love this so much. So, yeah. I think that's about it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're looking at you, girls. It's time for homework.
Continue checking. Come on, girls.
Yes, let's go. What is it? We're becoming her together.
Accountability starts with you.
It sure does. But thank you guys so much for listening and being here and joining us each week. We look forward to next week. And again, thank you for being here.
Have a great day. Bye. We love you.
Bye. True best friend.